Section 7. Abandoning Ignorance. Chapter 22. Nothing Worth Adhering to. Then a certain bhikkhu approached the Blessed One and said to him, "Venerable Sir, is there one thing through the abandoning of which ignorance is abandoned by a bhikkhu and true knowledge arises?" "There is one thing, bhikkhu, through the abandoning of which ignorance is abandoned by a bhikkhu and true knowledge arises." "And what is that one thing, venerable sir?" "Ignorance, bhikkhu, is that one thing through the abandoning of which ignorance is abandoned by a bhikkhu and true knowledge arises." "But, venerable sir, how should a bhikkhu know? How should he see? For ignorance to be abandoned by him and true knowledge to arise?" "Here, bhikkhu, a bhikkhu has heard, nothing is worth adhering to." Sabbe dhamma nalang abhinivesaya. When a bhikkhu has heard, nothing is worth adhering to, he directly knows everything. Having directly known everything, he fully understands everything. Having fully understood everything, he sees all signs differently. He sees the eye differently. He sees forms differently. He sees eye consciousness differently. He sees eye contact differently. Whatever feeling arises with eye contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that too he sees differently. He sees the ear differently. He sees sounds differently. He sees ear consciousness differently. He sees ear contact differently. Whatever feeling arises with ear contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that too he sees differently. He sees the nose differently. He sees odors differently. He sees nose consciousness differently. He sees nose contact differently. Whatever feeling arises with nose contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that too he sees differently. He sees the tongue differently. He sees tastes differently. He sees tongue consciousness differently. He sees tongue contact differently. Whatever feeling arises with tongue contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that too he sees differently. He sees the body differently. He sees tactile objects differently. He sees body consciousness differently. He sees body contact differently. Whatever feeling arises with body contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that too he sees differently. He sees the mind differently. He sees mind objects differently. He sees mind consciousness differently. He sees mind contact differently. Whatever feeling arises with mind contact as condition, whether pleasant or painful, or neither painful nor pleasant, that too he sees differently. When, bhikkhu, a bhikkhu knows and sees thus, ignorance is abandoned by him, and true knowledge arises.